This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Detroit Office of Immigration and Customs Enforcement has come under fire. Critics say it uses aggressive tactics. ICE officials say they're concerned enough that they're looking into the allegations. Sarah Hewlett of Michigan Radio reports.
Ali Abdel is the principal at Hope of Detroit Academy. On March 31st, he was helping out with morning safety patrol, like he does most mornings.
We had a parent come up to me and say that somebody was in an unmarked vehicle with binoculars.
Abdel says there were three SUVs with tinted windows parked near the school. And some parents, who may have been undocumented immigrants, started to panic, seeking refuge in the school. Abdel says the building was like a ghost town that afternoon, and he says things didn't settle down for at least a week.
Kids weren't focused on their work. Parents were not bringing their kids to school out of fear. And this is no place where children should feel like that. They should feel like they're safe, and parents should feel that their kids are safe here at school.
Critics say the agents who carried out the operation ignored their own guidelines prohibiting enforcement near schools and churches. And ICE is concerned enough that its director, John Morton, flew to Detroit to meet with community leaders. The agency said in a statement that elements of the operation appeared to be inconsistent with its policies. But even that vague comment didn't sit well with Chris Crane, who heads the National ICE Council, the union that represents immigration agents.
The agency made a statement before they even asked one single officer about anything that took place that day.
Crane says agents kept their distance from the school and never even got out of their vehicles. He accuses critics of fear-mongering.
It's the statements of some of these political leaders that are really creating the fear in the communities, the fear across the nation now, that, you know, ICE agents are these terrible people doing terrible things to immigrants when it's just not the case.
But that's exactly the view of ICE that was on display at a recent community meeting.
This is not law enforcement, it's intimidation of an entire community.
Hundreds of people packed a union hall to hear stories of people who say they've been the targets of wrongdoing by ICE. Ruben Torres says agents in unmarked vehicles pulled him over as he was driving home from work recently. Torres is a third-generation U.S. citizen, but he says agents questioned him about his citizenship for over an hour, even after he provided them with his driver's license, registration, and other documents.
What more do I need to have? Do I have to carry a passport to live in the United States now?
David Kelsch is an immigration law professor at the University of Detroit Mercy. He says agents had every right to pull Torres over and ask him about his immigration status.
But once this gentleman provided some proof and some evidence that he is a U.S. citizen, the inquiry should have stopped there.
Kelsch describes himself as moderate to conservative on immigration policy, and he says immigration laws should be enforced. But he says ICE agents get it wrong when they use their authority as a blunt instrument.
And if they go in there with a heavy-handed approach, then their sources of information dry up. That's not good law enforcement.
Kelsch says whether agents broke regulations or just came close to it, the perception could be more important than the reality. But he says people who are openly flouting U.S. immigration laws also have to understand there's an agency whose job it is to enforce those laws. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Hewlett in Detroit.